Dublin's 98 FM. Every day, the stars
come out. Wake up with the Ray Foley Show from 6 a.m.
Dublin Talks with Adrian and Jeremy at 10 o'clock.
Barry Dunn has Dublin's best music mix all afternoon.
Dermot and Dave get you home from 4.
And it's Ryan at 9.
On air with Ryan Seacrest, direct from Hollywood.
All the entertainment you'll ever need is right here.
BPI Music Station of the Year. Dublin's 98 FM.
Good morning, Dublin. It's 29 minutes past 7. I can guarantee you we are going to be late for the 7:30 news. But who cares? The sun is shining in Dublin City on Dublin's best music mix, 98 FM. Summer's gone.
She's there now, so you can take as long as you want.
Grant. Well, traffic's actually moving fine in Dublin so far, Ray. Mm. Like a rat up a well-oiled pipe. However, the North Balbriggan Road, that's the R122, will close for works until later on this afternoon. Diversions will be in place from the Nolton Axehead and Balbriggan. By the way, if you are going up that way, all the new route is signposted, so it's grand. What?
This is the sound of Dubliners just like you winning bags of cash on 98 FM.
You are now 5,000 euro better off. Shane Flynn from Churchtown, well done.
That's really brilliant. Happy Monday.
Amazing. What are you going to do with the money?
Holiday.
Don't care where, just holiday.
Be a part of it. We're playing Ray Foley's 5,000 euro free money minute all day, every day on 98 FM.
To register, text the word money and your details now to 53981.
Text cost 20 cents.
Ray Foley's 5,000 euro free money minute.
Only on Dublin's 98 FM.
I have a secret radio transmitter.
Dermot and Dave from the Sugar Club.
Hey, this is Code Lime at the Sugar Club.
We are live. 98 FM.
It's the Sugar Club. Say hi to everybody at home. Now look, don't get me wrong. Dermot and I love doing Dermot and Dave live because we obviously get to see all your beautiful faces up close. And his.
Yeah, that's why we dimmed the lighting for today.
But one of the main reasons is that we are huge fans of Irish music and we love supporting it. You know, we do that with our homegrown heroes every week, but we just love being able to bring you amazing live Irish music. That's what we're here for today. That's the whole thing, is to have a chat to these guys, which we'll do in depth at around 5 o'clock or so.
Yeah, just want to ask you, Mark, is it this here last year was the first time you guys had your first headline gig?
Yeah, it was about a year ago here.
Isn't that just... And what you've done since, it's just been absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great to be back. When we walked in, it was kind of like... It's been like a quick year.
Yeah.
You know, but it's cool to be back.
So. Well, look, as Dave says, we're going to have a proper sit-down chat with you just after 5 o'clock. But now we don't want to wait any longer to hear your music, because that's why you're here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dermot and Dave and 98 FM present live for your delectation. It's Code Line and Love Like This. 98 FM.
My favourite time of year is Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
A white Christmas, I think everyone likes that, don't they?
We have two beautiful twins, Barry and a girl, 5 years age. That's Christmas, and that's what it's all about.
My earliest memory of Dublin is probably coming in to town on an old bus with an uncle of mine. Well, I was only a child, I was only a kiddie.
Make your own memories with 98 FM this Christmas.
Nancy Needleballs, Harry Yank, Johnny Wetbread, and Jumbo No Toes. Just a few of the eccentric Dublin characters remembered in the inscription at the entrance to the Coombe Hospital. Their names derive from their occupation, from the strange things they have said, or from reasons that have become lost in time. Basically, any peculiarity which endeared them to generations of Dubliners. They'll be remembered through many more. Names like Damn the Weather, Stab the Rasher, Johnny Forticoats, Harry Lemon.
98 FM welcomes you home.
Dublin's great. My Dublin. 98 FM.
Hello?
They're back on Dublin's airwaves this Monday morning at 10 o'clock.
Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks. Adrian and Jeremy. Oh.
This is outrageous.
And the sooner that you wake up, the better for yourself.
Our show is going to be Dublin people talking about Dublin things. It's going to be the Dublin banter.
Real salted here. People giving opinions. Very controversial.
Just to listen to everything that's going on in the city.
Our new show will have no politicians. It'll have no boring old lecturers and professors.
Hello?
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome back. This is Dublin Talks. I'm Adrian. What's your name?
My name is Jeremy.
Welcome to the show.
Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks. Adrian and Jeremy. Oh.
Live and exclusive on Dublin's 98FM.
Tourists as well, Declan. There's nothing worse than being a tourist in a foreign country like Mary was in Rome, like I was in Vietnam, and have your possessions robbed on you. You probably strike on tourists as well, do you?
I don't look at what the people I'm looking at what they have. I don't care what people, where they're from, who they are. I'm just looking at what they have. So if it's an Italian or whatever it is, if they have an iPad and they're not keeping an eye on it, I'm going for it. So I don't care who they are or what they
you're
are.
You're a dirty robbing bastard.
It's what they have. You understand? You what?
You're a robbing bastard.
Right.
I hope you're born in hell.
I don't care what you think, love.
You're a creep.
I don't care what you think.
You're a creep, Declan. Let's be honest.
Yeah, what do you think either?
Do you never stop to think about
it? Declan, are you the only one in your family? Or you were saying earlier on, you all look after each other. What, do you all go out robbing?
Well, I'm not going to tell you the end and out to my bleeding family, am I? Why would I be telling you that?
They're probably all scumbags like you, you bastard.
They're my family, love. You look after your own family. They're my family.
We're not alone. A major celebrity has declared himself bankrupt. Find out who he is in about 10 minutes.
Harvey Norman's birthday balloons.
On 98 FM.
Sinead Doyle in Perrystown. Hello. Oh, I love it when people say that when I say my name.
I love Barry from 98 FM.
Yeah, that's because I'm about to give you something from Harvey Norman for their birthday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
And come here to me, you're preggers.
I am, I'm 4 months gone.
Oh my goodness, I'm a little bit nervous about bursting balloons in front of pregnant women.
Listen, just make it a good prize, okay?
We'll see what we can do. I'm going to ask you to choose a balloon. A couple of these are gone, right? We've got numbers 4, 5 and 8 are gone, so choose one of the others for me.
Okay, number 7.
You ready?
Oh God, my heart is racing.
No, that's not what I want to hear right now. Sinead, you have won yourself Sol Republic track headphones worth €99. Well done.
Wow, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Here's an idea. You should be winning this stuff for yourself. You can text birthday and your name and details now to 53981 for 20 seconds.
You guys are the gossip girl generation.
98 FM's hot gossip.
As a player, I was aware of it, and as a coach with the seniors, I'm acutely aware of the expectation that is, but in Dublin.
The Dubs. 2013. And 98FM is the only station in Dublin with complete access to the Dubs homecoming party. You'll hear one-on-one behind-the-scenes player interviews live from the Lord Mayor's reception in the Mansion House. We've got Ryan Sheridan kick-starting one hell of a party on stage.
There were some serious questions asked of the squad in general.
We just really focused on ourselves and focused on our own performance.
In front of the Hogan stand, you know, in front of the Dublin team, you know, it was an unbelievable feeling. Probably hasn't really sunk in yet, to be honest.
For 98FM Sport at Croke Park, I'm Philip Egan.
Join us on 98FM's Big Red, live all day from the heart of the homecoming at Merrion Square.
The only station in Dublin supporting the Dubs all the way. This is the Dubs, 98FM.
Tweet to beat. Follow us on Twitter. We're at 98FM.
Dermot and Dave.
Getting you home on 98FM.
It's filling up now, lads. Merrion Square is starting to get jammers full of Dubs fans. There are blue shirts absolutely everywhere. There's a couple of reds there, but I think they're just general hoodies. They're not really.
There's always a few Liverpool fans sneak in, trying to make a name for themselves.
Look, we're here in Merrion Square. We're here for the rest of the evening to make sure we give you all of the Dubs news as it happens. In fact, next for Dave's World, we'll catch up with Maria Shannon, who just spent the evening with the lads up in the Mansion House. We'll find out what she has to say about it next on 98 FM. 98 FM.
I don't think I've ever seen a bigger response to anything we've ever done on radio, Ray. It seems people really want to see Bod play his last game for Ireland in Dublin. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Hi, Ray. Hi, JP.
Hi, Jackie.
I'm so excited.
Why are you excited?
I'd do anything to go to the match now. I used to go to the matches all the time, and my grandmother used to give me one of her tickets, and I haven't been in the last 2 years, so I would do anything to go.
And you'd love to see Bod's last game.
I'd love to see Brian, yeah.
It's a shame. We were just ringing you for a song request.
Yeah.
Oh, were you?
That's all. No, we're doing the competition later on.
Yeah, it's the All Requests Friday bit.
can we play Ireland? Standing tall.
Yeah, we can do that if you want.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, that's fine. And we'll get you in the draw for the tickets as well.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Jackie, you've got the tickets, well
done. Yay! Oh my God, thank you guys so much. That is huge. You're amazing.
Don't be thanking us.
I get to see all the lovely men, do I, in 300?
You get to see all the lovely men in 300 as well, and we got the goodie bags for the 300 Rise of an Empire movie, which is out tonight.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome
so much. Thank you.
Enjoy the game tomorrow and bring your jersey and your green scarf and everything as well.
Okay? I will, of course, my green eyeshadow and the works.
Sorry.
Yeah, lovely. Right. Thank you so much.
Time, Jackie, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You bye. Too. Bye.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Live from the hills of Hollywood.
And directly to Dublin, it is On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All the top talent from the world of music.
Christina Aguilera.
Hey.
Movies.
Gerard Butler is with us. Mr. Butler.
Hello.
How you doing?
And television.
Back on the show, Mike the Situation Sorrentino.
Welcome back.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Monday to Thursday at 7 p.m.
Only on Dublin's 98 FM.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest. The machine has arrived. Look at that.
All rise.
Come on over and give us first base. Diddy has walked into the studio. I'm going to first base right now.
No good.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. How are you, man?
Oh, doing great.
Good to see you. Great.
Come on. Wait, can I rub myself on you so I can get that cologne on me? I love your smell. Yeah.
There will be video posted.
I love that.
Oh, it's great to see you, man. I can feel the energy come through the courtyard as you arrived. How you holding up? How you doing?
Oh, man, you know, it's been a lot of work, and I'm just happy. I'm just so excited.
Well, I'm going to get to you launching a network here in a second.
Yes.
You look like you've been working out. Have you been putting on a little bit of muscle, or is this just the way it hangs?
Crest.
Hello, KT. Hi, Katie Patra.
Hello, darling.
How you doing?
So you got the memo.
I know. Get the memo. I saw the grills, man.
That's right. It's called the Million Dollar Mouth. I didn't get to keep it, obviously, but I've got to put it in my mouth. I got to slobber all over those jewels.
What is it?
Las Vegas. 98 FM's Las Vegas.
VIP.
Flying you and a friend from Dublin to the party capital of the world.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah. We'll put $2,000 in your pocket.
Checking in for 5 nights at the 5-star MGM Grand. And that's only the half of it.
You've got 2 tickets to one of the sickest festivals in the world.
Are you ready to party?
Keep listening to win.
Let's say hello to Dawn Crawford. Hello, Dawn.
Hello.
Dawn, are you at a wedding?
Hello, Dave. How are you? We're at a wedding, yes. We're down in Amber Springs for Estina and Eugene's wedding. Everybody say hello.
They're all in good voice, are they?
We're all in good voice.
Because obviously, if you win, we'd expect a big cheer, you know.
Oh, this, like you never heard before.
Right. Well, give us a cheer because you just go on, you go to Vegas! Serious, dog, you're the winner.
Oh my god, I'm about to have a panic attack.
Please don't.
Oh my god, baby, here we go. Oh my god, I hopefully my boss now from Ralph Adams gives me the day off.
Oh, don't you worry. You'll need five at least, and the flights out and back. You'll need a week off.
Oh my god, I'm in shock. It is going to be great.
Don, who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to have to take my husband.
I love the way you have to take him.
Oh, he was screaming, all his friends are ringing him. Oh, he went through all those people. He's telling me to show. Plug, plug, plug.
Don Crawford, congratulations.
Thank you so much, mate.
I was going to say Raheeny's going to be rocking tonight, but of course you're down at the wedding all night. What a way to celebrate.
We're down in Wexford, but hey, Wexford and Raheeny will be rocking.
Okay, Dom, congratulations. Enjoy your trip and make sure you give us a shout when you get back and let us know how it all was.
I will, don't you worry. Thanks so much.
What's your favourite radio station, Dom?
No,
we have a winner.
How many of you guys have been to Vegas?
I don't think you guys are ready.
98 FM's Las Vegas VIP.
Y'all ready?
You thought this was good. Wait till you see what we do next. Keep listening for more jet-setting, money-winning, Hollywood hoteling, superstar partying prizes.
Thank you so much tonight.
Only on Dublin's 98 FM.
You gotta help me.
FM News.
This shocking survey shows that almost 40% of people aged 15 or over binge drink in Ireland.
First for Dublin News.
At around 10:30 p.m., a man fired a gun in the direction of a house on Beaver Street.
Breaking stories.
A spokesperson for UCD says up to 7 students were hospitalised after taking a bad cocktail of drugs.
Live reporting from across the city.
These students outside the college say they're worried about this drug.
It's really awful. Like, I was quite shocked by it.
There's always risks with drugs. There's nothing really you can do about it.
Always first for Dublin.
98 FM, first for Dublin News.
98 FM's Dublin reporter Maria Shannon is in Churchtown with staff and patients.
I've been working here for 34 years. I can't believe it. I had no idea.
A visibly upset Marion Hendrick, who works as a nurse here at Mount Carmel. She, along with her colleagues, found out from family and friends that the hospital was bust, that liquidators were brought in, and that they'll soon be out of a job. Some of Marion's other colleagues were also unhappy at the way they were told.
Well, I was pretty shocked, yes, considering I'd heard nothing going off this morning and it was business as usual.
First we heard was today, yeah. My brother texted me to tell me it was on teletext. Management didn't even tell us that we were unemployed.
Shocked. But like Patricia, I will come back in here tonight and I will look after my patients until I finish my job on Monday morning.
Meanwhile, the Health Minister says everything will be done to help the patients at the hospital. Dr. James Riley says the government did consider buying it at the end of last year, but it wouldn't have been of any use to the health service. He added that maternity hospitals here in the city are more than able to cope with the patients that are being transferred.
It's very upsetting for all concerned. Obviously, the health services will do everything they can to accommodate the needs of all patients involved here.
A meeting between management and the liquidators is taking place this evening. 98 FM, first for Dublin News.
A man's beginning.
Take it from me. Ask anyone that's doing their leaving cert if they'd prefer to be doing the junior cert, and they would say yes a million times.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Yo, DJ.
Let's go to the beach.
Now we go live to a bedroom in a high rise somewhere in Dublin.
Mashed and sometimes mental.
Available for 21st, 40th birthdays, weddings, dole days, dubs, and christenings.
All right, starty. Bam, bam, bam. Let me hear you say, ciao.
Ciao!
All right, here we go for some midweek madness. 8:12 there now. 12 minutes past 8. 43981. 98 FM. Lots of yous and yous ourselves and yous our kids doing the exams tonight. I don't remember the leaving cert myself with it. I failed me English higher paper because of me punctuation. Yeah, I was an hour late for the exam. Come here!
What?
Come here!
What?
Come here!
What?
Did I ever tell you this right? I failed me medical school entrance exam because of nerves. Yeah, the correct answer was blood vessels. Seriously though, if you are doing the leaving right, just use your heads. Me dad always advised me that if you use your head, you can succeed at anything. It's why I hate cleaning the toilet though. Pass the head and shoulders. Gentlemen, 43981. Anto's been out to us there. Oh, right, Anto! He says, J.O., the wife loves to take charge in the bedroom, she does. She's always forcing me to do things I wouldn't even dream of doing. Like picking up my dirty socks off the floor, for example. Kill, kill, kill. Shout out to Ricky and Sars there. He says, J.O., bit of a tricky one here. Me and the missus have decided that we want to have two children. Bit late though, because we already have three. Kill, kill, kill. Do you know what?
What?
Sometimes I do worry I might be going a bit colourblind. It only happens once in a brownish purpley moon though. And speaking of the moon, here's Mooney and Duff, Mooney FM.
98 FM.
This is great, I really love it.
It's 98 FM.
The one about the kids.
FM, Dublin's best music mix. I'm Barry Dunn. Wow, so many good memories associated with that song. Sadly, I will never be allowed to share them on the radio, but still and all, what can I tell you? You know, the Celtic Tiger wasn't all that bad. Junior Senior Movie Feet also played Tina at Arena Chains. And the song before that, the artists, Siobhan Branigan, who were they?
NSYNC.
Were you a fan?
I was a huge fan.
Oh, I don't know. I had you down as being more of a Backstreet Boys type of gal.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Or maybe LFO.
LFO?
Yeah, nobody remembers LFO, but they were great. You've got yourself movie passes. Come along to our sneak preview of Captain Phillips next Tuesday in Cineworld, Parnell Street.
Oh, brilliant.
And you can thank NSYNC for it all.
Oh, I will.
90s and noughties at noon, back again tomorrow afternoon. And if you fancy coming along to our Captain Phillips screening yourself, check out the website now, 98fm.com.
Lately, I've been losing sleep.
Music.
98 FM's Totally Irish. Celebrating the life of one of Dublin's greatest musical heroes, Luke Kelly.
98 FM.
Yeah, that was, of course, the great Luke Kelly singing one of the most recognisable Dubliner songs, Joe Hill, here on Totally Irish on 98 FM. Last Thursday, of course, saw the 30th anniversary of Luke's death, and we thought that we'd pay tribute here on the show to one of the greatest voices that this country has ever produced. We'd like to know what your favourite Luke Kelly song was and why, or maybe you were lucky enough to see Luke perform live with the Dubliners over the years. If so, do text us in to 53981 and let us know, or else you can tweet the show at Totally Irish 98, or leave a comment maybe on 98FM's Facebook page. So we thought it would be good to try and find out what Luke was really like, and who better to ask than someone who spent a long time with him as part of the Dubliners. Earlier on tonight, we spoke to one of the original members of the Dubliners, John Sheehan.
Good evening, John.
John, of course, you joined the Dubliners in 1964 and knew Luke really well, obviously, over the years. Many Irish people, John, would know Luke as one of the greatest voices this country has ever produced, but maybe aren't too familiar with what he was like offstage. So what was he like as a person?
Well, a very generous person, full of energy, full of enthusiasm and interested in everything that was going on, very politically active.
It's just another case of do or die.
That is Example, his new album Live Life Living is going to be out in June. You're listening to Dublin's Best Music Mix with Maureen O'Connell. Hello everyone, hope you're having a nice evening. I want to say hi to Mr. Patrick Ryan. He's listening in on his way to the Restaurant Awards, and he says this is it. his rock and roll moment. So go Firehouse Bakery. Best of luck tonight, Patrick. I hope it goes really well. 53981 is how you get in contact with me tonight. Loads coming up on the show, but we're going to have some new music right now. And you're definitely going to recognise this because the song samples Elton John's song, And You Can Tell Everybody, which immediately makes me want to watch Moulin Rouge because, you know, they used it in the medley and that as well. So let me know what you think of this. 53981. It's Mr. Allo Black. It's called The Man, brand new music on 98FM. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can.
FM Hot Mix, hot in the city, hot in the city of Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. Special love to all my Irish brothers and sisters, wherever you are tuning in around the world right now. Yeah, man, we've got Sigma coming in the party, baby, and Dead Mouse is in the party. DJ Quicksilver is in the party. Bellissima! Booyaka!
At FM with Barry Dunn, we're playing 60 minutes of ad-free music. If you're one of those cheesy people, you've got the light-up snowman in the front garden or the electric Santa Claus in the chimney. Just giving you advance warning that we're expecting very high winds this weekend, gusts of up to 110 kilometres per hour, so you may want to tie your Santa Claus down. And you can thank us for that bit of advice later. On the way, we're getting closer to discovering where our 98 red balloons will be for this afternoon. It's 60 minutes of ad-free music continues with Beyonce, Kylie Minogue and now Brezzy from 98 FM. Very exciting. On the way, more Christmas music at 98FM. Plus, next, the boy band who Simon Cowell described as ugly.
98FM. Just won 2,000 on 98FM. Can't believe it. Absolutely delighted.
Unreal. Woo! What are you going to do? Early Christmas party?
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm going to spend on. I'm in shock. Can't believe it.
And what did you have to do to win it?
Just went to the nearest guy. Had to give the code word. My name's Ronan Lennon. I just won the big prize of the day with 98FM's Red Balloons. Delighted.
98FM's 98 Red Balloons.
Keep listening for clues and grab yours today.
Only on 98FM.
Hey. Read the joke.
What's tall?
Yeah. 98 FM. Darren Dave, back off to Florida.
With thanks to American Holidays and Delta Airlines.
Yes, we're here. We're in Florida. We made it. We flew yesterday to Atlanta. And then had a four-hour layover before we took our internal flight to Pensacola, Florida, where we met the wonderful Mary.
And she is sitting beside us here on her own front porch in the sunshine. Mary, hello.
Hello, yo.
Mary, you're not on the radio, like on the phone. You're actually just on the radio now.
I know, and y'all's on my porch.
It's everything we've always wanted.
Now, just over a year ago, we got our first email from you, and our relationship has blossomed, developed to the point where we're now in your house. What does it feel like for you?
It's amazing. I'm just so blessing with y'all being here.
Is it a bit weird? Like,
it is weird.
It is a bit weird.
It's very weird.
Because obviously we'd never met before yesterday. I know we talk every week and we're on social networks together and we call the odd time and text. But this is the first time we've actually laid eyes and arms around each other.
They are so adorable. They're so cute.
You can't pull the wool over our listeners' eyes. Yeah. They know exactly how hairy and hideous we are.
Yeah, speaking of wool, Mary just took...
Christmas jumpers with lights on it. That's it, isn't it, in a nutshell?
Merry Christmas!
We just wake up and me and my younger sister are always really excited. Then we get in, we just open presents.
Just all the shoppers in good form, isn't it? Really.
This memory of Dublin will be probably walking with my father out in Clontarf as a milkman.
Make your own memories with 98FM this Christmas.
All over the city, statues, plaques and other memorials can be seen to commemorate the famous. A less common form is the public bench. The best known of these is on the banks of the Grand Canal at Baggot Street Bridge, and it's dedicated to Patrick Kavanagh. It has now been joined by a corresponding bench on the opposite bank for Percy French. James Joyce and his father John shared a bench on St. Stephen's Green South, opposite Newman House, where James attended university.
98FM welcomes you home.
Dublin's great. My Dublin. 98FM.